Blog Talk Radio.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie,
that government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their one-cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming fruit shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com. M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually. but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something that cares who will let us get away with it.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
All right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us tonight. Today is Thursday. Normally, we have Candace joining us here, but Candace filled in on Tuesday. So we'll have Joanne Moretti joining us here in just a few minutes. So not only will we have Joanne Moretti, but we will have our comedian friend Kimo joining us in the third hour. And if anyone wants to be a part of the show tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will bring you into the conversation. So I'm sure we're going to talk a lot about Mar-a-Lago and Trump tonight. That's kind of expected. However, believe it or not, there is other news. All right, so let me, I was uploading one last clip here, so sorry if I'm taking a minute here. Let me bring Joanne Moretti in, I guess, while I'm, I thought I uploaded this one clip and I didn't. So let's go ahead and bring on one of Freedomizer's best friends of all time, Joanne Moretti.
Well, that's quite a round of applause. Thank you very much. Hi, everyone.
Oh, hello.
So, well, boss, what's on your mind tonight? There's all kinds of stuff going on.
Well, I had a Greg Gutfeld clip that I forgot to upload, so I want to play that in a little bit here.
Okay.
But the one I wanted to start with today, and unfortunately I was too slow to start it before you joined us, but that's okay because you're here.
That's all right. I can take my time. I can fill in time while you do things.
No, I wanted to share this article here. I thought maybe I would have time to read one article before you joined us, but
Go ahead, read it. I want to hear it, too.
I'm just going to share the article with you here.
Okay.
This was on Breitbart earlier. It's called The Death of Family, Majority of Babies Born Out of Wedlock for the First Time in History. So there are now more one-parent births than two-parent births.
Wow. That's really sad.
Yeah, so more kids don't know who their fathers are than know who their fathers are.
That's absolutely terrible. You know, children need both parents. I know. Single parents out there doing a great job. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about kids in general. They need both parents. And, you know, when the government started taking over the role of the father, our whole society went to hell. You know, back in the day, if your family had fallen on hard times and you had to apply for welfare, they would not support a family with the father in the household. So the fathers
right.
had to leave the house in order for their families to survive and to get a little assistance. But that was the beginning of all of our woes now. You know, outsiders got a hold of the kids. The education system got a hold of the kids. The fathers were forced out. They were replaced with a check, you know, and then society became, well, you know, if I don't like this baby daddy, I'll get another baby daddy. You know, so it just perpetuated itself. And look at our cities and towns. You know, it's not, I'm not talking bad about the single parent families. Don't get me wrong. They, you know, they're trying to do a great job. But if they were to be honest, it would be better with the two parent family. Unless, of course, there's violence or drugs or something like that, or, you know, some sort of weirdness going on. Of course, you don't need that. But
right.
Not just because you don't like
but
each other.
That should not be the majority.
Right. Yeah, no, it's just, you know, you shouldn't just be able to walk away like that. And parents who keep their children from the other parent for no good reason other than spite. I mean, if the kid was in some sort of danger, and be honest, if the kid was in some sort of danger, okay. But, you know, most of the time it's just spite. It's a power trip. And
yeah,
you know,
I know. I went
some
through
people will
it,
admit
so...
it, some won't, but it's true.
Yeah, well, fortunately, I had my kids while I was married to my first wife, but when my kids were 5 and 3, that's when my ex decided to pack up and go to her previous boyfriend. So,
oh, man.
So I was a single dad for 15 years. Well, not just
yeah.
a single dad. I got remarried, so.
Yeah.
But still, I understand that my kids did not benefit from having mom from Sunday night to Thursday before school, and then I pick the kids up Thursday at school and have them until Sunday. That
yeah.
I guess qualifies as a two-parent system, but it's not the traditional, and it's
no,
not
that's
preferred.
Just co-parenting. Yeah, that's just sharing the children. That's not, you know, being together in the same household and stuff. And I know stuff like that happens. Like I said, I'm not dogging those people. What I am saying, and, you know, in the ideal world, we should at least try to encourage people to stay together. You know, you created a family, and you have a commitment to that family. And, yeah, that, you know, like I said, things happen. But on the other hand, the children would benefit. And then, you know, if there's a struggle between the parents after they break up, then the kids feel like they got to choose a loyalty. You know, they got to, like, inform the other parent of everything that goes on in the other household, you know?
Yeah.
It puts the kids in a terrible position.
Right.
You know, and after a while,
well,
they stop communicating with both parents.
They get to enjoy their time with the other parent because they're too busy spying.
Right.
I know.
You know,
I
and that's
that.
A lot of pressure. That really is a lot of pressure. You know, and I don't know. It's just not the ideal existence. And we should encourage people to stay together.
Well, in this day and age, with all this internet hookups, it's not easy to keep a relationship on going. I've been with my wife for 12 years now.
Yeah. And you got a great wife, too. And you guys
yes.
seem to be very much in love, which is nice to see. You know, I like it when the couples stay together. That's great. It's sad
yeah,
when
well,
couples
I'm
break
not,
up.
I'm not looking
children.
To make any changes.
No. And the grass is not always greener on the other side.
Well,
but
it could be greener, it could be moldy.
Yeah. And still needs mowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I just read a story about California is going to pass a law that it's okay to kill a baby up to 28 days after it's born.
Yes. Yeah, they've been talking about that for about 3 months now.
Yeah, well, once a child is born, the mother is no longer pregnant. How can they consider that an abortion? As soon as that baby's born, the mother's no longer pregnant. She doesn't stay pregnant after the baby's born. So that's murder. If the child is born alive, that child is a citizen and entitled to every right guaranteed under the Constitution, including life. No. We shouldn't fall into that trap. Words mean things, and that
so
is
why
not
is it
abortion.
That these, why is it these babies can't be put up for adoption?
Exactly. If you don't want the baby, give it to somebody who does. But once it's born, I mean, that's so far removed from the actual abortion debate. That's not abortion anymore. The mother
yeah,
wasn't
so
pregnant
that's
28
not
days after she had
the
kids. You could be pregnant with another
being
one.
Born. It's 4 weeks after.
Right. Like I said, the mother could be pregnant with another kid by then. It's not an abortion. Words mean something. And that would be outright murder, and anybody who would put a baby to death because the mother said, I don't want it. Who is this person that's going to kill it? I don't see a whole parade of people lining up for that job.
Well, I'm sure they'll have their sick specialist to come in.
Yeah, well, that is not cool. That's actually disturbing. Yeah, well, hey, like you said, we're getting another 87,000 IRS agents. They want to arm them. They've already got all kinds of weapons and stuff. But why do we need those people? When we started out with a tea party in the Boston Harbor over taxes.
Yes.
And now we're going to let them hire 87,000 more? And I thought we had 77,000. We have 90,000 already. And we're going to add another 87,000? That's
yeah,
a whole
so
police force.
Yeah, so we're looking at about 185 to 190,000 IRS agents traveling, looking for 827 billionaires.
Right. 827 billionaires. So why do we need all of those IRS agents heavily armed? And the job posting said you had to be able, you know, you had to be willing to use lethal force.
Up to
well,
deadly force, yes.
Yeah.
So do
that's
they
the
expect
IRS.
To confiscate people's houses at gunpoint?
Mm-hmm. They must. They're just going to take your stuff, period. They're just going to kick in the door with their guns and take your stuff. Now, these are not trained law enforcement. These are pencil pushers.
No.
What are they doing with guns? Why?
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
if you want to take the taxes to its to the its chronology, if you will. Remember, in 1912, they said the income tax was 1% involuntary.
Yeah. Now look at it. It's like 51%. The government takes more of your money than you get to keep. Yeah, in some places like California and Massachusetts and New York and New Jersey, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Down here in Florida, we don't have a state income tax. We
yeah,
rely
well,
on our sales tax, our lottery, and our property
tax. Taxes are the amount that you pay for state tax is more than what you pay in some nations for all your taxes.
Right.
Like Russia, for
right.
example, when you pay for stuff in Russia, you have a 15% VAT tax, the value-added tax. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no income tax. There's no state tax. There's no sales tax. You pay your 15% VAT, and you're good.
Yeah, that's like in Florida. You have a 7% sales tax and a property tax. And the rest of the
yeah,
money is raised on...
Yeah, they don't have property taxes in Russia. You just pay your 15%. You're done.
Well, that would be actually fair. You buy something, you pay a tax on it. You don't buy it, you don't pay the tax. That sounds fair.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they're obviously making money on it.
The state tax in California, I believe offhand without looking, is in the neighborhood of 18.5%, and I think they want to up that
wow.
to 19-something next year.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
And that's just the state tax.
That's unbelievable. That's just out of control.
Well, that's why I said their state tax alone is more than what you would pay for in some countries.
Yeah, and you know, Florida has a surplus. And our bridges are nice and our roads are good and our environment is clean and well protected. They're very, very eco-conscious around here. We don't litter. You won't see litter around. You know, we don't have to look at trash blowing around and, you know, newspapers in the streets and rats running around with pizza and stuff like that. No, we don't do that here.
And you don't have homeless on every corner?
We have homeless, yes. And there are quite a few of them. But they're also very well cared for. There is so many services for homeless here. And the people are aware of the homeless, and, you know, they are mostly confined to smaller areas. They kind of stay to themselves. But they're well taken care of. And they're not all visible and camping on the beaches or any of that. You know, they channel them into areas and take care of them that way. They offer them shelter and help them with housing and help them keep housing.
Well, I did see that Tampa, Florida is the fastest growing city of the 2020s so far, and Jacksonville is number two.
Yeah, Tampa's beautiful. What a beautiful city. Very pretty. You know, very modern, very clean, very pretty city. And just, you know, the scenery is gorgeous, too. The Tampa Bay and all the beautiful waterfront around there, it's gorgeous. And, it, you know, it's a city, but it's not a nasty city.
Right.
No, it's a pretty city. I don't know, I'm a little partial to Florida. I come from Massachusetts, and Massachusetts is beautiful, too.
Well,
you know,
it was beautiful.
I come from Boston. Boston is having some serious issues right now. But I went through New York recently. Oh, my goodness. It's really, really dirty there. And just, you know, when I noticed something in Massachusetts, too. Remember when I had gone to D.C. and I came back and I told you the people were gray, the cars were gray, the clothes were gray. Mm-hmm. Everything was gray. Nobody made eye contact. It was just the most sad thing I had seen. Well, I saw that again in Massachusetts. People were not talking to each other. They were talking to, like, all right, we went to this Chinese restaurant. I think I may have told you this. And my family was all seated at a table. But the next night, my friend and I went down. We were going to play some keno and have a couple of drinks. So we sat at the bar. And the other people at the bar, some of them who were by themselves, they were just looking at their drink or looking at the television. And, you know, a couple of people were sitting there with one other person. And they were talking very quietly, like they were in a library, to the other person. It wasn't like before, where everybody would be talking over the bar and, you know, smiling and joking and laughing. There wasn't that communication anymore. Nobody was looking at each other. Nobody was, there was just, everybody was miserable.
Were they all wearing stamps on their face, though?
Quite a few of them were, but not all of them.
Because that puts an end to conversation 9 times out of 10 anyway. But in my opinion, why, if all you're going to do is watch TV and have a beer, why would you not want to do that in your own house?
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe they do still long for to be in the company of other people, but there was just no talking, no communication. It was like being in a library.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
What,
if they don't want to, because I'm one of those people that I'm not the life of the party, but I will have a conversation. I'm not
right.
going to be loud, but I'm going to find somebody to talk to.
Exactly. You know, by the end of the time that when we left, we had at least spoken to most of the people at the bar, and they talked back to us, and they seemed happy to be involved in a conversation. But then they went back to their quiet self again, no making eye contact. It was weird.
So it's like they're waiting for somebody else to engage with them, but they're not confident enough to start a conversation.
Yes. Yes, or they, you know, they're afraid
weird.
To get in a conversation for fear they may say the wrong thing or, you know, make a mistake with words. Words are being changed all the time nowadays, you know, even people's names and stuff. So, you know, maybe they're afraid to speak to each other. You know, with all these rules and regulations and pronouns and hurt feelings and everything, you know, I can't blame people for not wanting to engage in a conversation. You don't know if you're going to slip up. So why take
the chance? Well, I shared this on my spy book wall, and I'm trying to find the article. I heard it while I was while I was at work today, that 64% of Democrats think it is fair if the IRS targets Republicans and people that voted for third parties.
I'm sure they do. However, they can't look beyond their noses, because when they're done with the Republicans, who do you think they're going to go after next? You think they're going to be satisfied with just the Republicans? A lot of Democrat millionaires out there, too. A lot of Democrats out there working, making $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of Democrats that work as waitresses that have cash tips.
Right. You know, and then what are they going to do? Have an IRS standing behind her with a gun, checking her dollar bills?
Maybe. But
you know, I try to make it a point to tip in cash.
The Democrats somehow think, Joanne, that all these IRS agents will be laid off once they go after Trump supporters.
Yeah, and the taxes were voluntary. When did you say that was?
1912?
Once they get that power.
I guess at some point soon, we have them right where we want them, Joanne. They're about to say that the income taxes are voluntary again. They're just waiting for the right moment.
Well, it's been quite some time. And
yeah, continental drift moves faster than that, Joanne.
Absolutely. No, once they get power, they never want to give it up. Look at the power we gave them for those masks and those mandates. Mandates aren't legal. Nobody actually put in a mandate. Nobody made up any legislation to force a mandate on anyone because it's unconstitutional. But they just ran it like it was. You know, like they actually had this power to mandate anybody, and people fell for it.
Majority of the public fell for it, and you still fight that today in some stores. They will still push their scams.
Yeah. Like I said, New Jersey's thinking of putting a mask mandate back. No.
Yeah,
they never had
to
do it to start with.
Today, in case you didn't see, the CDC said that they're no longer in the business of recommending anything, and everything now is left to voluntary.
Ah. That must have been a ruling somewhere, because they never would have said that. They do not want to give up the power. Look at the monkeypox thing now. Joe Biden declared a state of emergency for monkeypox. Now,
yeah, I sent you the article that was on the Gateway Pundit, and it's on others as well, but I just grabbed the first one.
Yeah, well, they want to keep us in a constant state of emergency because, oh, the power, what power that yields. And, Nate, we gave them a taste of it because we complied. So now they're never going to give up that power. They're just going to keep coming at us with more and more emergencies, like that military authorization. They used it for the Iraq War, and then they used it for everything else since. That was supposed to be a one-time thing. But nope, it's still in effect. Unreal. And we just give them more and more power. We had a tea party over taxes, and now they want 87,000 more IRS agents. You know, I really miss the real Americans. I miss the strong, patriotic ones, the ones who would never put up with that. You know, and now all these people, they were defund the police, and we hate the police, and all of that from the left. Remember that? It wasn't that long ago. Now it's like, oh, you can't say anything bad about the FBI. And now all of a sudden everybody's...
You can say stuff about the police, but you can't say anything about the FBI, and you definitely can't against the IRS agents.
Yeah. They've got sensitive feelings. They just pulled a raid at Mar-a-Lago that was unnecessary. They went through the First Lady's things. What about her Fourth Amendment? She's not mentioned in any warrant anywhere. And they went through her belongings? Through her wardrobe? They probably went through her underwear drawer.
Is that what they thought?
Yeah, right. The woman's like a size 2. What would he wear on his other arm? My goodness. They knew exactly it was the First Lady's wardrobe. Hers is separate from his.
And did you see Eric Swalwell is out there saying that him and the FBI are the victims in this? They're the poor, innocent victims that
yeah,
just had
the
to
victims.
Do their job.
Yeah, they're the victims. Isn't he the one that was sleeping with a spy?
Yes. Feng Feng.
Yeah.
He was the victim in that, too. It was
yeah,
Feng
he was
Feng's
a victim
fault.
In that. He was a victim. Yeah, his pants fell off and he tripped over them and landed on her, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Give me a break. These people, they think we're all idiots. And that, you know, that's actually why they keep changing the meaning of words. Because they don't want us to be able to communicate with each other.
Yes. Did you see, Joanne, where they're trying to redefine the word raid?
Yeah. It was a raid. But now, no, it wasn't a raid. It was an execution of a lawful search warrant. The guy who issued the search warrant had to recuse himself because he wrote on Facebook that he hated Trump and he was Hillary Clinton's lawyer.
And he was very close friends with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes, and he was very close friends with Jeffrey Epstein, and he represented some of his cohorts. That's
yes.
Funny that Ghislaine Maxwell, they never did say who she trafficked humans to. They put her in jail for 20 years for trafficking humans to nobody.
Yeah.
Right?
You make it sound like she's the victim.
Right. Isn't it? There was a picture going around with that Reinhardt there, the magistrate, and her.
Yes.
I don't know if it was legit, though. But I wouldn't doubt it. You know, he represented a lot of those people that were also charged with Epstein.
And it looked
they only made a big deal out of Epstein.
Maybe after Epstein passed, maybe those two got together.
I don't know. But
yeah,
I wonder who he
Epstein,
was representing.
After Epstein didn't kill himself, maybe those two got together. I don't know.
Yeah, well, as long as she keeps her mouth shut, she might stay alive, but I don't know. But she didn't traffic those people to anyone. But she did traffic, and she's in jail for it.
So maybe she trafficked them to herself.
She must have. Must have, because they didn't name anybody else but her. So, yeah, that's awfully weird. And Hillary Clinton, you know she's partially behind this raid. Those are all her flunkies still in the FBI anyhow. But she was doing a happy dance, like a victory dance, gloating.
Yes.
My house never got raided. I never got raided. So, you know, that was like she was smacking them. And then they made a big deal out of him not answering questions in that civil trial that's going on, another one. This poor guy, I would not want to be him. He spends more money on lawyers than he does on luxuries that he could afford.
Yeah, but that's the Democrat motive. Their goal is to bankrupt everybody so that eventually
they
run out of money.
Yeah, that's why they're going after the middle guys. Because those IRS agents, no one's going to fight them. They're just going to pay it and make it go away.
Ask you, Joanne, as a preemptive strike, does that mean that we no longer do our own taxes and we hire professionals and let them fight for us?
I think that would have to be the plan, but who are these professionals and how much do they cost? You know, might as well just pay the tax. Get it out of the way yourself.
Yeah, but
that's
it might be more than that, especially people like us who might be freedomizing. And they might not like our style of politics, so they might invent stuff. So I think that we're going to have to get representation that's more than just the doing it yourself on TurboTax.
Yeah. You know, you just said something that was so heartbreaking and so sad. You said they might even invent stuff. We are so used to them planting evidence and pulling shady stuff and going after political adversaries like Lois Lerner did with the anybody with the concern with the Tea Party. But
right.
We just expect it now. It's so common that you just said, and you know, they'll probably plant stuff. Yeah, they probably will. And they have been right along. They've been setting us up and staging events and, you know, and now we're supposed to believe anything that comes out of their mouths. And today, that Merrick Garland, he said about that raid that it does have to do with the documents from the, you know, for the archives. That's a misdemeanor or a fine. You don't raid somebody's house for that.
Yeah,
you know,
but
they were
but Mary Sotiro and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady, they made the decision to take all their documents with them. And if there's presidential privilege, then each president gets to decide what stays in the archives.
That's right. Absolutely. Obama hasn't gotten off one document yet. He hasn't returned one document.
Correct.
Hillary allegedly destroyed all those documents. And another thing, do they think we're living in, like, Fred Flintstone times? If you make a keystroke on a keyboard in the government, especially in the White House, it's archived. Everything is already digitalized. You have to press print to get a document. But it's still on the machine. It's still on the computer. It's still in the archive. It's still on the server.
We know the reason,
the
though, Joanne. The whole reason behind this is to try and invent reasons so that Trump can't run.
Oh, yeah. That is it. You nailed it right there. That's the goal. Because there's only a few things that would exclude him from being able to run. And that would be one of them.
But here's the situation, too. So what if they hire, and at this point, if Trump is magically assassinated, we all realize who did it, that they don't have to throw some patsy out there.
Right.
We know who did it. So would that start a civil war?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be the biggest mistake ever made in history by any government. They already, you know, are going after him and going after him. You know, there was an old saying, if you shoot an arrow at the king, you better not miss.
Yeah.
Well, they've been shooting arrows at this guy for a long time. I mean, the whole country. If whether you're on the left or the right or in the middle or anywhere else, you got to know that this guy is being persecuted. This is the true description of persecution here.
Yeah.
Since the man came down that escalator, actually since before then, because Hillary Clinton was throwing a lot of money into his campaign because she thought he was going to be the easiest to beat.
Yeah,
she didn't want to go
against Jeb Bush for some reason.
Right. She didn't want to run against Jeb, and she didn't want to run against Rubio. So she figured, okay, I'm gonna try to get Trump over the line. And that's where Manafort came in, too. He was another mole. But, you know, once they got him the nomination, Trump fired everybody and took it from there and hired that Kellyanne Conway, and off he went. But that backfired on Hillary. And she's been mad since. And she's still got all those flunkies that were planting evidence and planting dossiers and, I mean, making stuff up. And then we're supposed to trust these guys and we're not supposed to talk about them? How are you supposed to trust them? They used to have a reputation of having a lot of integrity. You know, people really revered that agency. And now we frown upon it. We don't respect them anymore. Why should we? They've shown us disrespect.
Why is the badge out there rolling with not my emails hats and stuff?
Because she's running again. She knows she can beat Kamala. The rest of them aren't going to tread on her. She's running again.
Yeah, I don't know.
The basement dummy's all done. I told everybody that they were putting Joe out to pasture when they got him that new puppy. I already knew he was all done.
I don't know. Everybody's saying that they really want Governor Grossom out of California because he knows how to deal with COVID.
Yeah. Oh, they love him. He's another one. I don't know about him. I don't know why California keeps him.
They had him touring the White House last month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's probably measuring the drapes. But she controls him. That's Pelosi's nephew.
Yes.
And Hillary controls Pelosi. Hillary's still got a lot of control over them. And Obama, he's still getting his cut, too. Him and all his shady people behind him. It's the same crew.
Just think that Governor Grossom, and I've actually read articles where people that have never lived in California think he's like the best thing ever. But people that are, even Democrats from California, say they would never vote for him.
And didn't they try to recall him? And they got close, too.
Yes.
You know, even if they didn't succeed, they got really, really close. That's a huge message.
Yeah, but people in Massachusetts don't care. They think he looks nice.
Yeah. Look at their putting up.
As they push for diversity, they want to find a middle-aged white guy with a weird smile and knows how to lay down the law without following it himself.
Right.
That is connected and is a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
So he checks all
the
boxes. The
old guy that was running the IRS, he retired in June.
Mm-hmm.
And he's alleged to have told Biden not to hire another white guy.
Yeah.
You know, that's getting a little old, too. What happened to people that had the qualifications for the job? What about merit? You know, doesn't that count for anything anymore? They used to hire the best and brightest. Now they hire the least whitest.
Well, yeah, that's how Jean-Pierre got her job. She's a gay black immigrant. She will be happy to tell you every time she hits the stage.
Yeah, well, you know, it wasn't right when you discriminate against black people or Asian people or Spanish people. It's not right if you discriminate against white people either. You know, no one's going anywhere.
Yeah, that's not part of their diversity program.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, if you get in a race war, who wins? Nobody wins a race war. It's a stupid war to start with. But, you know, we are not living in the 50s and the 40s and the 30s. We're not living during Jim Crow. We have matured past that, or at least I thought we had.
Yeah, we're trying to get Jim Crow back.
Exactly. That's exactly what they're doing.
Notice that whenever Democrats have huge power grabs like this, that's the first thing they go to.
Yeah, well, look at the racism in New York. All right, about those migrants. Now,
mm-hmm.
They didn't say anything when Biden was sneaking them in the middle of the night and fly the plane load. But because Governor Abbott is sending them, now they don't want them.
I think it's funny now that Adams said that he's going to send New Yorkers to Texas.
Yeah, that I got to see. They won't come back.
Yeah, but
still
those
in Texas.
People are probably like, yeah, I don't want to vote Democrat. Send me to Texas.
Right. Yeah, well, you send them to Texas, they'll fall in love with the place and never go back to New York.
Yeah, I could never
then
see myself living in New York ever again in my life.
No. I went through there. It was dismal. It was really dismal. And everybody's on edge. And it's filthy. And the streets are horrible. You got to spend all this money to register and show your car. Then you have to pass an inspection. And nobody ever passes inspection. They always want to fix something. But they want to inspect your car to make sure it's safe to drive on the roads that are not safe to drive on.
Yeah.
Those roads are not safe. They're dug out, and when they fix a pothole, there's like a raised ridge, and it's slippery. So if you go through there when it's wet, your car slides all over the place, and it'll screw up your steering because it grabs you and pulls you all around. Just the road itself. but they pay a lot of taxes, and it's always for the roads and bridges. What'd they do with the money? Certainly didn't fix the roads and bridges.
No, what they do is they put maybe 3 to 5% towards some roads and bridges, and then they'll put the money in other places. This way it's just enough, and they'll put it in the worst spot ever so they could say, look, we need more money. We're trying, but we didn't get enough money, so can you vote for us again? Because if they fix it, they can't come back to you.
Yep, you nailed it again. There's no money in solutions.
No.
Once you fix it, you don't need the money anymore, right? And that's what they hated about Trump, too. Once you fix the problem. You know, you listen to these politicians, and they'll tell you, oh, this is wrong, and that is wrong, and the taxes are high. And well, we know that. But what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, you know, but listening... what you can do is you could take that overage and actually look towards the future instead of just paying the past.
True. They still got billions and billions of COVID money in the schools. That's not been spent because nobody needs the masks anymore. So they don't have to buy them, but the money's still sitting there. Why can't they reappropriate some of that money, too, for the students?
See, if these states want to do free college and free health care, then get a budget surplus and then pay for it that way.
Yeah. And these universities could chip in, too. They don't even need the tuition. They get more money in endowments than the tuition will ever cover.
Yeah.
So, you know, they could back off a little, too. But since Obama took over all the student loans, now they're the taxpayers' problem. And he used those loans to say that was going to pay for Obamacare. But now that's, you know, that's old news. So now they want to just forgive those loans. Well, what's going to pay for Obamacare?
Those IRS agents will help fund
that. Yeah, those IRS agents. How many did you say there were? How many thousand? 180-something thousand?
170,000 roughly, I think. 180, somewhere around there.
That could put a school resource officer in every elementary school in the country.
Yeah.
To protect the kids, not to shake down their parents at gunpoint.
Speaking of which, the mayor of Uvalde is worried that school shooting will be swept under the rug because they're talking about demolishing the school and there's no charges being looked at. And if you call that out, you're a conspiracy theorist. So they're calling the mayor a conspiracy theorist because he's not going along with the narrative that the school provided.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, he's probably legit in his little town. But the big boys are in it now.
And of course, Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Yeah, him. Everywhere he goes, he gets booed. I don't know why he's still going places.
He thinks he's going to win. The liberal media tells him he got this in the bag.
Yeah, the hefty trash bag.
Well, you and I discussed a couple of years ago that he's going to get to exactly 4 houses when he does his gun grab.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to knock on doors and take people's guns himself. And then he was running and he was saying, oh, I'm for the Second Amendment and, you know, people should have guns, but not the wrong people. And then they had the Uvalde shooting, and there he was. The bodies were still inside the school. And he was screaming about his gun control again.
And they were kicking him out of places.
Yeah, well, maybe if the other people with guns went in and shot the guy, that would have helped.
Yeah, let me share with you, it's like a minute long, that you can hear Robert Francis O'Rourke actually cursing at people at the event where he's speaking. Like, that's cursing at people and mocking them is the quintessential way to make sure that those people are going to vote for you.
Wow.
So let's have a listen here.
I'm going to make sure that now 11 weeks since we lost 19 kids and their two teachers shot to death with a weapon originally designed for use in combat, legally purchased by an 18-year-old who did not try to obtain one when he was 16 or 17, but followed the law that's on the books, ladies and gentlemen, that says that you can buy not one, you can buy two or more if you want to, AR-15s, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and take that weapon that was originally designed for use on the battlefields in Vietnam to penetrate an enemy soldier's helmet at 500 feet and knock him down dead, up against kids at 5 feet. It may be funny to you, but it's not funny to me, okay?
Wow.
Yes. So he doesn't care that he gets booed.
I guess
See,
not. They all cheered because
he said MF. Some people actually applauded
him
for saying that.
And he knows nothing about that gun.
Right.
The weapons designed for Vietnam were fully automatic. This one that was used and is sold in the United States commercially are semi-automatic. And the gun doesn't pierce anything. The bullet does. Yeah, a gun that was designed to pierce the helmet. No, a gun did not pierce a helmet. The guy knows nothing about guns.
Yeah, but if
but
he tells people that also know nothing about guns, then it's okay. Because nobody's going to fact check.
That's what he's trying to do.
Yes. Yeah, nobody's going to fact check him because he's a Democrat.
Yeah. A gun originally designed to use on the battlefield in Vietnam to penetrate an enemy soldier's helmet at 500 feet and knock him down dead. No. You'd have to throw that gun really, really hard to penetrate his helmet and knock him down dead. Or a bullet designed for that maybe would help.
So let me turn this around then. So why would an IRS agent need an AR-15?
Who knows? You know, maybe he wants to pierce helmets. Yeah. We had to keep body over taxes. Remember that, America?
Yeah.
And we're allowing this? I'm disgusted. You know, people know. They can pretend to not know, but they know. And, yeah, it is easier to keep your head down and not make eye contact and say nothing. But it's only easier for you temporarily. And it won't be easier as it goes along. It'll actually intensify. It'll get worse and worse and worse. It's already getting worse. I've never seen anything like this before. We are absolutely being transformed fundamentally. They don't think about our Constitution. They don't see or hear us. They just stay focused on the mission of destroying us. Why? Why would they want to destroy this country, their own country? What's in it for them? Do they think they're going to get a seat at the table when this is over? They're not. And if you look at every revolution throughout history, the people who were on the side that helped overthrow the government and help these bad guys get in, they were eliminated first. You can help them get in. You can help them get out. You know how to organize. You know how to run a revolution. You are no longer necessary. And they eliminate them first. And when they conquer a country, the first thing they do is they neuter the men. they feminize the men and humiliate them. See what's going on with our men now?
Well, and drag queen story time isn't helping any.
No. No, it isn't. Even the drag queens, the old-time drag queens, the burlesque ones, are disgusted at what's going on nowadays. They aren't drag queens that throw themselves up on a table and spread their legs and flap themselves in front of children. You know, you used to have to go to a burlesque show to see that. But, you know, now it's like you're committed a crime if you tell somebody you're straight.
Yeah, they like call it cisgendered, look. Which is like one of the most offensive things that you could say.
Yeah. I don't know why that's offensive. I know they want population control and they don't want to perpetuate the species, but still. You know, and the men are being turned into little girls. I don't know what's going on here. You know, and these women that are helping it, they're never gonna know the feeling of getting swept off their feet by a cowboy. You know, they call it toxic masculinity. That's my favorite kind.
Yeah, I'm sure my wife likes me because I'm a man, not some lady boy.
Yeah. If you were, you know, if she wanted to go out with the girls, she'd be out with the girls. You know, and I want to talk about trans for a minute too. And again, I don't want to be offensive, but you know, there's a difference going on here. I personally have a loved one who I love with all my heart who is transgender. But they went through the process, and it was a long process. They went through the therapy and the counselors, and then, you know, they had alterations done and made it a permanent thing, and they did it at an adult age. They didn't do it when they were a child. They did it when they were not an adult, not like bodies, but in their 20s. And they're living their life happily, actually. But now you got this trans swimmer, all right? He was on hormones for, what, 6 weeks? Put on a girl's bathing suit and then started swimming against the girls? That's not a transgender. That's a cross-dresser. He didn't take the steps that actually you could consider yourself to be trans. Just because you put on a girl's bathing suit doesn't make everybody else say, okay, you're a girl now.
Yeah, if they're in between, you could say that they could claim it because they at least did part of it still, but you've done nothing.
Yeah, but 6 weeks on hormones doesn't get you a spot on the girls' team. And
no.
Look at that MMA fighter, the same thing. Another one is on female hormones. He was, you know, taking estrogen for a couple of weeks, and now he's a girl. He really, really hurt his opponent. He beat that girl bad. There's no reason for that. You know, we got to be real here. They tell you to follow the science. Maybe we shouldn't follow the science. Maybe we should follow science. Because science tells us that there are marked differences in the male and the female of the species. And to not acknowledge that is to be denying half your species. And reality, too. You know, what's real is real. Sorry to burst your bubble, but this is real. So, you know, it's not anti-trans or anti-gay or anti-anything. It's pro-truth, you know, and I don't care whatever floats your boat. As long as it doesn't involve children or force, that's where my interest in someone else's sex life ends. You know, I don't want to be talking to them about...
I'm not exactly a porn guy. If people want to do that stuff in their own free time, it doesn't bother me. But, yeah, leave the kids alone, leave the animals alone, and leave my wife and I out of it.
Right. Yeah, as long as there's no kids, and like you said, animals, I didn't think of that. But, yeah, no kids, no force, no animals. And then I don't care if you're holding rodeos. What's it got to do with me? You know, don't make it my business.
We're not creating a parade based on who somebody sleeps with.
No. I had a sexuality when I was younger. I didn't get a parade. I got my butt kicked when my mother found out.
Oh.
Nobody threw me a parade. Someone owes me a parade, proof. Unreal. You know, and I don't go around talking about that type of stuff with people, and I'd appreciate it if they wouldn't talk with me about it. I don't need to know your pronouns. I'm good with hey you.
I want to ask you if you saw the wiretaps IRS ad.
What wiretaps?
With Broccoli Man. That's his nemesis. I sent you the ad, and I put it up on our board.
Okay, I see it. All right, I'll bring it up. I'm going to play
it. Watch it or not, but I made sure I put it up on our board, so it's a clip that somebody can play.
How long is it?
2 minutes.
Do you want to play it?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that.
You want to watch it or you want to just listen?
I'll listen, but I can see it. I got it pulled up in front of me.
Well, that's why I was asking
me when
you
press
want to watch it, so I'll do the countdown.
Okay.
All right. Hold on here.
Yeah, when you told me it was here, I clicked on it.
All right, so I'll count down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps. That they do not exist. So he wants to work for the IRS. Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something duckers who will let us get away with it.
All right. Well, that was
wow.
That was a commercial.
That's a really good one, Proof. I like that. And, you know, made me think. Maybe Soros doesn't want to pay Antifa anymore, so he found out how to make us pay for it.
That's true.
With our own money. Yeah. Because you're right. They want to force it on Trump supporters and people who didn't vote Democrat. And yes, they will be coming for them eventually, but not right now. You know, every tyrant needs assistance from the oppressed. Wow.
See, I don't know how much you like Broccoli Man, so I wasn't going to overload him on you, but I like
that one.
I do have this week's episode, since that's a commercial. I sent a second one your way.
I see it. You're going to play that one too?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have it pulled up.
All right, so we'll do it. All right, so
all right.
3, 2, 1, action.
Well, well, well. Look who thinks the miss flying today. If it isn't that quintessential something luck run by a snitch.
Oh dear. Why are you all up in my business every single time I want to do something?
Ha ha, green dude. We are finally getting to look at your kumquats now, green dude. You must disrobe right this instant. We need to make sure you're not trying to smuggle any pipe bomb, any handguns, or any bottles of water on your person.
Don't worry, Wiretap. I will not go through the TSA naked body scanner. And I will have a professional do a pat-down so you are not getting involved.
Are you hard of hearing, green dude? I just explained to you that I will be handling those delicious kumquats to make sure you're not a domestic terrorist threat. Now, let me get my tape measure so I can measure out that junk.
No thank you. Do you really think I am going to let a complete pervert who I have arrested for being a child predator handle my junk?
Yes, sir. You will be allowing me to handle those kumquats, sir. Now I am commanding those dungarees to be displaced from that person right this instant. And you need to put the bloody scam on that face. If you like, I will also disrobe with you. You can rub your hands all over my own personal kumquat so you can verify I am not a terrorist threat, sir.
You are not the boss of me, Wiretap. Now step aside so I can have that gentleman right there help me get on my plane.
Sir, I am your father figure.
Do what?
I will be your father figure. Put your tiny hand in mine. I'll be your daddy. I will be the one who loves you. Till the end of time.
You can take your George Michael lyrics and shove it up your...
Hey, Biznich. You might think you bees is a comedian today, sir. We are getting the last laugh, you dolt. We just hired 75,000 IRS agents to do audits of anyone that voted for Brandon or any third-party candidates. We are finna shut down every small business in this country, green dude. And we will be placing hundreds of millions of you pieces of excrement that said even one thing bad about Brandon. We will have your audits monitored by 3 IRS agents. If one of those 3 auditors has a different number than the others, we will be taking you right away to that FEMA camp. That does not exist. Does your person comprehend the syllables coming out of my vocal cords, green dude? We is fin una kadunky dunk dunk. In your face. I mean, in that bloody scam that you needs to get on that face. You and Alex Jones are patient zero, sir.
Hey, that's great. Okay, I have to go get on my airplane right now without your globalists harassing me. Now get behind me, Satan.
That tears it, green dude. You are busy something ducker for real. You're not going on your airplane, sir. We will be busy having you parade down Broadway with a shotgun in your back for a drag queen story time right away. We are going to march you right down the parade like that really tall guy in that Volkswagen walk Nelson Muntz in the parade on that Simpsons episode. With those pantaloons and those underoos around your ankles. We are not monsters, sir. We will allow you to keep any dollar bills that find their ways into your buttocks.
Okay, so you are telling me I have to cancel my flight so I can arrest you and everyone that is grooming children?
That is it, green dude. You keep stepping in it. You are now banned from sharing anything negative about a pedophile parade, sir. You are offending every single person that is attracted to minors and acting upon their impulses. If I wanted to have a boy's peanut butter inside my chocolate, then Officer Reese's says it is now my legal right to not be exposed. The only things being exposed are kumquats. Now I am hereby directing you to show me your naked epidermis right now or I can add on more charges right now.
You have offended me for trying to say something negative about my LGBTQPRP+ rights.
Parents will not put up with this.
Parents will put up with this, sir. If the child complains about what we do to these children, or a parent complains, them will be placed in a re-education camp so we can run a crime syndicate. We are making this LGBT a one world religion. You need to learn how to not be blasphemous against the trans community. Only if you are LGBT+ and allow us to have our freedom to groom children, enjoy our cannibalism, and bask in our wonderful world of extreme communism. You are a buscular biasnitch, and a something lucker for real. When we shut down this global economy, you will be getting your microchip and we will be giving you two choices, sir.
Like I care about your two choices.
Yes, sir. You will either live under the tyranny that the likes of this earth has never seen, or you can save yourself and marry me, green dude. If we can get you on our side, then we can help Klaus Schwab get those 99% nincompoops who eat bugs so we can fix climate change. We need to kill all the cows and ban people from eating beef, and get everyone to eat people. I myself prefer human dark meat, sir.
Hey everyone. If we do not stand up and fight for our freedom, we will have the worst tyranny that Earth has ever seen. These globalists want to roll out exactly what is in Revelation 16 in the Bible right now. Please, get right with God. Also, you need to get educated with shows like the Proof Negative Radio Show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and a ton of information you need to stay a step ahead of these globalists. Do not go to the FEMA camp and get a microchip to live. Listen to Proof Negative on freedomizerradio.com.
Thou shall not be telling everyone to freedomize to the freedomists, sir. Now is the time for me to finally get to grapple with some delicious kumquats. Once we get gangster freedom-minded thugs like Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, Proof Negative, and that green dude in those FEMA camps that do not exist, we are coming for you.
You know.
All right. Hope that
probably
was
not that far-fetched. That was pretty good. I like that. I like these broccoli, man. Do a good job on those.
Yeah, I try to keep the conversation tight so there's not a lot of dead air.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you do a good job with those. I like being able to see it instead of just hear it, too. I'm glad to be all right. I caught the image on that computer that the TSA agent was looking at, too. In this video, did you see it?
Which one?
There's a TSA agent sitting down on the left, side of the screen, the scanner, and he's got his computer open. And Michelle Obama in that green dress where you can see the junk, that's what's on the screensaver.
Oh, I put it there, yes, okay.
Yeah, I saw it. It was just a flash. I wasn't sure. I saw it, but then, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and then there's the Freedomizer radio ads on the side.
Yep. Yeah, and at the end, too.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, so I could sneak that stuff in there.
So who's your comedian tonight?
His name is Kimo. I've been friends with him for many years. He's Hawaiian.
Yeah. What kind of comedy does he do?
Well, he says he's a stand-up comedian, but he rides a wheelchair.
Oh. Well, that would be... That's pretty cool. I can't wait to hear him.
So
I love comedy.
Yeah, he used to travel when I was a professional comic, and we would travel to gigs together.
Yeah, I love comedy. I could tell a joke or two myself. I'm glad. I can't wait to hear him. when he comes on, I'm going to ditch out, but I'll be listening.
Okay.
I have some other news to share with you, too.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember my friend Red, calling me Red. She was our Middle East expert when that, you know, the Egypt thing was going on where they had the two revolutions and all of that. She had a lot of contacts in the Middle East, and she was keeping us abreast on everything. And she used to call into the show a lot. She had a really great voice. Well, she passed away last night.
Oh.
So, yeah, Godspeed. Her name was Veronica. But we always called her Red because she went by Calling Me Red on Twitter. So,
okay.
Anyhow, I just wanted to let our listeners know that, you know, one of our dear friends has passed, and she was a great patriot, great patriot.
Wow.
So,
I don't
yeah.
remember her, though. I feel bad that I don't remember.
Yeah, she had a very soft, smooth voice. So, yeah, if you heard her voice, you'd recognize it. But she
okay.
was a very, very, very dear person and contributor. She put out a lot of information, and she had some great contacts in the Middle East. So, anyhow, let's get back to that raid at Mar-a-Lago again for one second.
Yes.
Because, you know, a lot of the Republicans are not saying too much about it. They should be coming out like a freight train against it. You know, and Merrick Garland says, oh, I put in a request to declassify the warrant or to release the warrant. He can release the warrant anytime he wants. And he said that he alone signed that warrant. That's baloney. He had to have Christopher Wray in on it. And that high of a profile, you don't think you don't tell the president that. If you don't tell the president, you should have been fired on the spot as it was going down if the president didn't know about it. While the cops were still at Mar-a-Lago, Merrick Garland should have been packing his stuff. Should have been packing his office. Because that's not something you keep from the president. So anybody trying to tell you Biden didn't know and Kamala Harris didn't know and every one of those gloating circus clowns didn't know, they knew damn well what was going down and when it was going down. And Hillary Clinton even, you know, had preparation and she was already out gloating as it was going down.
Well,
how'd
yeah,
she
well,
find
why,
out
why
so
did,
quick?
Why did CNN know what was happening before it happened?
Right. How did she know what was going down before anyone else did? And Biden said he heard it on the news. Isn't that the same excuse Obama gave once?
Yeah.
I found
I
out when everybody else
before,
did. I heard
I
it on
that.
The news.
Yeah, that's an old trusty, I guess.
Yeah. So, you know, they think, like I said, they think we're all idiots and that we can't think this through. Oh, another thing. When I was up in Massachusetts and I was talking about politics with one of my closest friends, my lifelong friend, she said to me, well, what about what Trump did in the limousine? I said, what did he do in the limousine? She said, he grabbed the steering wheel. And the Secret Service refused to take him over to the Capitol. He wanted to go to the Capitol January 6th, and they refused, so he grabbed the steering wheel. And I had to talk her through it because she obviously doesn't know anything about the presidential limousine, that it's an armored vehicle. And there's only a pass-through slot between the driver and the passenger compartment. I don't know if I said this, but, I mean, the driver could get killed and you still wouldn't reach the president. It's gas-proof, bomb-proof, bulletproof. Now, the wall, the riveted wall between the driver and the passenger compartment. Up against that wall is two Secret Service. They have those jump seats that pull up from the floor like the old mm-hmm. taxis used to have. And then there's a desk. And on the desk is the president's computer and his phones and have all the other equipment he needs. on the other side of the desk, back into the back seat, is a luxury bench that the president sits on and whoever his guests are. Then there's another bench, and there's more Secret Service behind him. Now, you know the size of the president, of President Trump. First of all, his arm wouldn't fit through the slot. He did not grab a steering wheel. He didn't go over a desk and two Secret Service people to reach his arm or try to reach his arm to a mail slot to grab any steering wheel. That just didn't happen. You know, they make up stories. And that woman went on that January 6th thing, remember? And she told that story. And she had heard it in the hallways or heard it from somebody. You know, so obviously she didn't think it through before she went there and testified either. But my friend actually believed it. That one-sided circus, some people actually believed it.
So did she believe it when you got done explaining?
Yeah. Yeah, after I explained it to her, and I showed her pictures online of presidential limousines. He wasn't riding around in an old checker taxi. And
so
another thing.
So after that, she still thinks it happened?
No, she doesn't. She has doubts that it happened now. Well, you know, that makes sense, she said. But another thing, if the president tells the driver, take me to the Capitol, you know what the driver's going to say? Yes, sir. They work at the pleasure of the president. The Secret Service could say, well, we don't think that's a good idea, sir. But if he insisted, they would have cleared a path and he would have gone. Remember when he was sick and he took a ride around the White House?
Yeah.
To show people that he was still alive and okay. And he was waving to people. Because if he says, I'm getting in the car and you're going to take me around the block so I can see the people outside wishing me well. And they did.
Yeah, so even on that day, if Trump said, you know, I feel like eating a hamburger, take me to Wendy's,
mm-hmm.
they would have no choice but to take him to Wendy's.
They would say, yes, sir. That's all they ever say to the president is, yes, sir. He's their commander.
Right.
They don't get to say, no, we're not going. Or, no, you can't do that. He can do whatever he wants. So...
Yeah, the only time they would say no, sir, is if Trump says, well, do you think the roads are safe where we could drive this to Virginia? And the driver might say, no, there's a little too much snow. Let them plow it. We'll try again in a couple hours. That's about it. That's the extent of it.
And, they probably could say to him, well, we don't, you know, are you sure that's a good idea or something? But... no is not in their vocabulary. You don't say no to the president when he gives you an order.
Yeah.
Unless it's an unconstitutional order, and nothing about that was unconstitutional.
Well, I meant where they might be asking something as a person to person as opposed to a direct order.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're right. But, you know, even to advise against it. But that's all they can do is advise against it. If he still insists on going, he's going. So that didn't happen either. So all of it was a lie. But people don't think it through. The TV told them that that happened, so they believe that happened. They just, you know, didn't say, well, are you sure? I don't know. You know, have you seen one of those limousines? You think that's possible?
Yeah, they made it sound like the limousine was like a Chevy Blazer or something.
Yeah. Yeah, like he was just in the back seat of a cruiser or something. No.
Yeah.
Really. But, you know, people have lost the ability to think things through. When they're told something, you know, they trust the TV too much. They trust nightly news too much and the cable news too much. You can't just take all of that.
Hey, did you ever see that comedian Jim Brewer? Where he did that special called Someone Has to Say It?
No.
All right. I want you to hear some of this here, Joanne. It's a 5-minute clip.
Okay.
This actually went viral. I'm surprised.
And then the news cockatoos come out. Watch the news. Watch the news. Trust the experts. Trust the experts. Trust the science. Trust the science. CDC, CDC. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci. Mask on, mask off. Two shots, one shot. Mask on, two masks. Comply, comply.
6 foot safe.
Do what you are told. This is for your safety. Delta, the Omega, the Charlie Brown.
Stay inside. This is never ending.
Poor old people would just stay in the basement.
How long am I supposed to
stay there? We'll come get you when it's safe.
Well, the vaccinators, you were real cocky a couple months ago.
I got vaccinated. Got my second shot, April 19th.
I can't get sick from the corona. I'm vaccinated.
See this bucket of virus?
I'm vaccinated.
I'll even lick metal. I'm not afraid of anything.
I don't have to wear a mask.
People vaccinated are getting sick.
What?
You need a new booster.
What?
Who wants a shot? Who wants to see a ball game?
Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Wave your flipper. That's for you. Go see the ball game. Who wants to work again? That's for you. Who wants their kids educated?
What's in the shot?
It's safe. Don't worry. Don't worry. Go ahead, get it. I mean, when I take the whole steps back, I feel like this is going to be
a Broadway play in 3 years.
You know what I mean? Like, what is it? Who may go at your house and who shall have a muffin?
Everyone knows a doctor. I know a doctor. And they told me, like, there's a stockpile.
Action figures, action.
Don't ask questions. I've been flying on planes for months. Flying on a plane. This is when I knew, like, all right, this is so dangerous. Keep grandma in the basement. Wait. But you can go fly wherever you like.
All right. I thought you might like that.
I did. Yeah, I hadn't heard that before. But, you know, he's right. Truth and comedy. We did that to ourselves. I can't believe it, Proof. I can't believe we all fell for that.
And people are still falling for it.
Yeah. You know,
there's
I can
people
see...
people out there still on a daily basis wearing their scams, even though the CDC now says it's a personal choice. But they don't care.
Yeah. I saw a lot more masks up north. You will see one maybe once a week down here. But up in Massachusetts, there were quite a few. There were quite a few going through up 95, too, from, I don't know, like maybe Northern Virginia on. I started seeing a lot of masks. But south of Richmond, very few masks. So there's definitely, you know, a line there. Some people, you're right, still falling for it. I could see if they had a compromised immune system, if they had cancer or anything like that, they would want to wear a mask anyhow. Because there's other things other than corona that could hurt them. But, you know, the virus itself, no. If all these people are really vaccinated, which I don't believe the numbers, I think they try to tell us like over 80% of the country was vaccinated. But they keep, you know, they kept pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And they were really getting angry and firing people and, you know, like dismissing people from the military and stuff. And there's a lot of them that didn't get vaccinated. You know, now all they got left is the people who will comply. The ones who wouldn't comply, they're all gone now. They fired them from the, you know, the hospitals and from the police forces and from the military.
Yeah,
the pilots.
Those people will be on our side.
Yeah, no, not the ones that were compliant.
No, that's what I'm saying. The ones that are not compliant will be on our side.
Oh, yeah, those ones will be on our side. But the ones who are compliant, do not depend on them when the chips fall. They're not going to be there. They're going to take the side of the oppressor. They're already doing it.
Yeah.
You know, they've made themselves quite clear. And so have the others. But I don't think as many people are vaccinated as they try to tell us. Otherwise, we should have herd immunity and there should no longer be a coronavirus. Right now, you know, the people that are getting sick, they're not getting as sick. You know, it's like a bad cold now. So the virus itself has diminished. But they're probably not going to tell you that either. And they're going to keep people scared. Because that worked like a charm. Boy, they had so many people compliant, and they gained so much power. And every rule they made, I'm surprised they didn't make us, you know, spin in circles and pat ourselves on the head just to see if we could, if we would.
Yeah, well, New Orleans yesterday just announced that they're still going to push gene therapies on kids age 5 and up in the schools.
Well, then you can't send your kids to those schools.
Correct.
Because it's proven. You got kids dropping dead. And Guillain-Barré syndrome. And young boys are having such severe pain in their genitals. that it's debilitating. Young girls, their periods are getting screwed up with. You know, these people may never have children again. You know, they may never be able to have children, rather. And, you know, people are going to be used for breeders, the ones who didn't get vaccinated. You know what unvaccinated sperm will go for? Unvaccinated eggs? Because of the long-term effects on the vaccinated, because they've altered their DNA?
Yeah, well, I'm one of those I'm one of those people that have never taken a gene therapy.
Good. I haven't either. You know, when I talked to my doctor about this, you know, I wasn't getting it anyhow, but I wanted to ask him questions about it. And, you know, he answered all the questions, and then I said, well, what about the fetal cells? And he said, well, when, you know, they first come out with the virus, yeah, it did have fetal cells in it, but then those cells were cloned. So are you saying cloned cells are not fetal? That doesn't make sense. You know, remember when they first cloned that sheep, Molly? They got another sheep. So if you're cloning fetal cells, they're still fetal, right? So I can't have anything to do with that. And he just accepted it, and that was the end of that. So he stopped pushing me because he kept recommending that I get it, recommending. No. I don't get their flu shots or their pneumonia shots either.
Well, I remember when I turned 40, I went to a doctor, and he came in with a bunch of different cholesterol medications and tried to give me some samples and told me that now that I'm over the age of 40, without even checking me, he said, you should select a cholesterol medication before you leave here today. Not knowing a thing about me.
That's, you know, I mean, that's just propaganda then. And the doctors are subject to it, too.
Yeah.
You know, the doctors, they can't know everything there is to know about every drug. You know, so they take the word of the drug salesman, and, you know, when they go online, it says this, this, and this. So they take the word for it. You know, but you got to trust somebody sometime. Like that guy Vito said the other night, you got to trust somebody. But who?
I think I said,
you know,
that. Actually.
All right, you said it then. Who can we trust? You can't trust the doctor and you can't blame the doctor really because he doesn't know. You know, and you got this big pandemic and you got this vaccine and, you know, the CDC said it and the people in authority are saying it, so maybe it must be okay. And then they got them to give it to all their patients. And, you know, and like the Brewer guy said, yeah, well, now the vaccinated are getting sick. You know, the vaccinated are dying, too. More than the unvaccinated now. And this sudden adult death syndrome. You know, people are just dropping dead. But they don't know what's causing it. This is all brand new now. What else is brand new? That vaccine? And mRNA, why would you do that? Why would you alter your DNA?
Because they were told to?
Exactly. The TV told them to. And the experts who don't know anything. When Fauci was questioned about the interrupting the girls' menstrual cycles and screwing them up, and, you know, he said, well, that needs more research. You mandated everybody to get it. Now you want more research? How about you get the research first? Then we talk about giving the vaccine to people. And no mandates. You know, it's not like this vaccine's going to eradicate corona. It isn't. It's not even going to protect against corona. So why are you altering everybody's DNA if it's not going to do what you say it's going to do?
And
they knew that going into it.
And you saw that Dr. Birx, who was the second under Dr. Frati, that that she said she knew that they weren't going to work.
But there she was out there every day pimping it, right?
Yes.
And now we're supposed to trust these people when they blatantly lied to us. And you were ever going to trust them again? You know, with all these medicines they come out with and all these, you know, drugs they're coming out with, are we supposed to trust these drugs?
Well, yeah,
they
were
lied
fine.
To us. And you knew you were lying while you were lying.
Yes.
And you made a hell of a lot of money on it. How's your conscience? How much money does a conscience cost?
Well, some people don't care.
No. Really, what were you willing to sell it for? And once you sell it, you can't get it back. But they did it. And they silenced people who were opposing them, too. That's how much power we gave them. We gave them the power to silence people who were trying to tell us the truth. Facebook wouldn't let you tell the truth. I still have all that research that I posted. I saved it in a file. But they deleted it off of Facebook. And every single word I wrote was true. And every single result that I come up with, not just me, other people too that were working on it with me. You know, and they said that that was a lie or it was misinformation or something. They had no access to the slides that we were looking at. Or the blood samples we were looking at. So how could they know it was a lie? They never had access to that research until I put it on Facebook, and then they said it was a lie when it wasn't. They didn't have the ability to replicate my research. And about those cholesterol drugs, back to that.
Yeah.
You know, your brain is made of cholesterol, too. So is your joints. So when you're lowering your cholesterol, you're lowering your IQ, too, with those drugs, those statins. I was on statins for a while, and I noticed my memory being affected, and I stopped them. And thank goodness it's back normal, but, you know, it was a noticeable difference. So be careful with that.
Well,
the brain
needs
cholesterol.
Yeah, I still don't take any prescriptions.
I saw a commercial for some Cosequin or something like that. No, CoQ2 or something like that. I forget what it's called. Yeah. Yeah, they said if you're taking a statin, you should take this CoQ10. So you're going to take a statin to lower your cholesterol, and then you're going to artificially take cholesterol. Amazing.
Yeah.
So why would you take the cholesterol pill? Why would you take either one?
Before you leave, I want to share this one video here.
Okay.
Well, I have the audio. So this is a this is one Miss Miranda Galbraith who is talking in a good manner about minor attracted persons.
Oh,
so.
My God.
I want to play this.
So we live in strange times. America is in the final stages of their communist takeover, where they start imprisoning anyone who dissents against the regime. But said regime is so senile and old, they have the memory capacity of a goldfish, as evidenced by Joe Biden forgetting he shook hands with Chuck Schumer just seconds ago. But later in the day, he certainly knew where he was and what was going on when presented with a new kid to sniff. Look at the excitement on his little face. That is a kid at Christmas who's just unwrapped a Nintendo 64. But how do we get to this stage? Because don't worry, Americans, over in the UK, we've surrendered to the Stalinist doctrine. The NHS just put out guidance menstrual menstruation documentation for young girls, but they forgot to include the words women or girls and instead replaced it with young people who bleed and half the population and anyone with a uterus. Must be something to do with upping the word count. I can't imagine what else this ridiculous pandering would be for. So you're not alone. All is doomed. But whereabouts do we slip headfirst into this dystopian hell, where denying reality is what is considered acceptable, and logic and reasoning is basically criminal now? Where did it all begin? Well, the women's suffrage movement and the 19th Amendment, of course. Are you dumb or something? I've been saying this for years. That's it for today's video. Only joking. But that was the beginning of the end, of course. But we carried on shooting ourselves in the foot time and time and time again after that, allowing the women into the office to work in the 60s. And then, as we slowly started to realize, these chicks are completely useless. They're always off sick because of something dumb, and when they are here, they're always crying and complaining about things and not doing any work. So the men started to create completely pointless jobs for them to do, like HR departments. So even if they were not doing their job and slacking off, like they always are, then it didn't matter at all. Who cares? But we were complacent because this privileged life the women were leading, getting a paycheck but not contributing at all, led to the birth of the most dangerous beast the world has ever seen. The fat, woke, white woman. A species that has literally zero work to do, so spends its entire day imagining things to be offended by. And when you have a deep-seated inner resentment about how you know it's actually your fault that you let yourself balloon to 700 pounds, but also being a woman, so completely unable to admit responsibility for anything, you can bet your bottom dollar the fat, woke, white woman can find a lot of things to blame on others and be outraged about on their behalf. It takes away the self-loathing for a second, you see. Which brings me on to today's video, one of the grossest fat, woke, white women you ever did see. A licensed therapist called Miranda Galbraith. If you ever wanted to see in a picture why therapy does not work, here you go. This is the type of person telling you how to fix yourself. A literal mental illness factory. So, what has Miranda done then? Well, as I said, she's a therapist. Not always bad, but she's a therapist in Pennsylvania, and who is also a pedophile enthusiast, it seems. And she posted a YouTube video lecturing people about how you are the bigot for not liking pedophiles. Now, I warn you, this woman is gross in all possible ways, so this is not for the faint-hearted, but I'm not going to make you watch the whole video like I had to, so let's start.
Hi, folks. My name is Miranda. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a licensed professional counselor and sex therapist in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, good job they got the pronouns out of the way. This is one of the only cases where it's actually genuinely hard to tell.
And today I want to talk about minor attracted persons. And I want to talk about minor attracted persons because they are probably the most vilified population of folks in our culture.
Yeah, because they want to have sex with children. It's kind of hardwired into humans to hate that automatically.
And most folks are making incorrect assumptions about them without actually knowing much about them, and those assumptions create harm for an already marginalized population.
See? You're a racist transphobe for not loving pedophiles and not being friends with them. How could you be this disgusting? You sicken me.
You may have noticed that I'm using the term minor attracted person, sometimes abbreviated to MAP, instead of the more commonly used term pedophile. And I'm doing this because the term pedophile has moved from being a diagnostic label to being a judgmental, hurtful insult that we hurl at people in order to harm them or slander them.
Yeah, because the worst thing about child molestation is someone calling them what they are. That's slander, you ableist Nazi. Won't someone please think of the pedophile?
I also prefer person-first language that recognizes that any label we might apply to a person is only part of who they are and doesn't represent everything that they are. We are all people first with many different facets or parts of ourselves, and this includes folks who are attracted to minors.
Yeah, come on, guys. You're just looking at one part of their personality here. That's really not very inclusive, is it? You don't know. That pedophile might be really good at Call of Duty or something. But you, being the alt-right fascist that you are just focusing on that one small tiny bit of their being where they want to have Bill Clinton time with children. Do better.
So to start with, let's talk about what a minor attracted person is or who they are. This term simply means that the person has an enduring sexual or romantic attraction to minors. They've not chosen this attraction, just as the rest of us have not chosen whatever our attraction is. You don't get to choose to be heterosexual or to be gay or whatever you are.
They're the actual victims here, guys. Forget the kids they molested. They're the true victims.
I want to be clear that attraction does not equal action. Just because a person is attracted to minors does not mean that they have acted on that attraction or will ever act on that attraction. Just like all the rest of us, acting on an attraction is a choice that we make.
It's actually an instinct. That's why they're so dangerous. It gets a bit weird salady after that, but you get the idea. Woke women are completely out of control. They must normalize every form of degeneracy possible, even the most horrific and taboo of them all, because more progressive values. And not only that, you're the bad one for victimizing these poor souls. Just let them touch kids in peace, you bigot. You are literally Hitler. That's it for today's video. Don't forget to like and share and subscribe to see more content like this. Thanks, boy.
Wow. I can't believe that woman actually made a video sticking up for pedos. I hope nobody out there believes her, because her words are not going to matter. If you're a pedo, no one's going to like you. I don't care what the rest of your personality is. If you are attracted to children, the odds are you will act on that. And you know, if you're heterosexual, like she tried to compare it to, you know, it's not a choice, it's what you're attracted to. Well, hetero people can say no. You know, you might be attracted to somebody that doesn't mean you got to touch them or sleep with them. You can say no. And the personal choice, she says, oh, you know, it doesn't mean they've acted on it or ever will. I think the odds are more in favor that they would.
Well, and not just that, but why is it that the children don't have a choice in this?
Yes. And who and who's going to ask the children or their parents? My advice to people is don't touch the children, because it's not going to end well. Even Epstein, who didn't kill himself, he's still just as dead, isn't he?
Yes.
It never ends well. Don't touch the children. As a matter of fact,
yeah, I want some of these pedophiles to ask the dads of these kids, hey, do you mind if I take your daughter out to the Motel 6? Yeah, see what dad has to say.
Yeah. Okay, I can see approaching my father with that. My father was a 6'6" Italian guy. And I don't think that anybody would have come up and said, oh, can I touch your kids to him? Because he'd still be trying to fish him out of the sewer. Wow. What's that guy's name? Russell Brand?
Russell Brand?
The guy's... Yeah, him. Is that who was speaking?
No.
What's his name?
I'll send you the video.
Yeah, isn't he the guy that's married to Katy Perry? Katy Perry?
No, he was this guy. Yeah, Russell Brand used to be married to Katy Perry, yes.
All right, I thought that's who was talking on the video.
No, I'll send you the video.
Thank you. Right.
All right, well, we got a couple of minutes left here before you leave, so do you have anything you want to promote? Or we haven't had you in a few months, and then we have you twice in 1 week.
I know, right? Yeah, I'm going to be around a little more often. I had been traveling, and I had a lot of family things going on. I got sick for a little while, but I'm back to myself. I'm really scared for the country, Proof. I'm really, really scared for us. I've never been scared before. You know, I've always had this imaginary country in my head, I guess, you know, and I thought everything was going good for a while. And then you see this underbelly. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. And I just don't understand why. What is the prize? What is the end game? What's the benefit? You know, like Nancy Pelosi's trip to Asia the other day. What was the benefit to the country? There wasn't one. There was benefit to her.
Yeah, it was benefit to her and her son, yes.
Yeah, dragging her son around on taxpayer planes. And Biden's got his kid, Hunter. We're giving him a vacation, too, with his father. But Biden takes a lot of time off. Yeah, you know, there was no benefit to that. There's no benefit to not just us, not just the citizens, but the world. There is no benefit to the United States being taken out like it is. And I don't understand why people aren't fighting back harder.
Well, it doesn't hurt enough yet.
Yeah, what's the pain threshold? Because things are getting really bad.
That we have not hit yet.
Well, you know, they say we're not in a recession. Some of us are already in a depression.
Well, we're not in a recession. We're in a demolition.
Yes, we're in a controlled demolition. They're taking us out so they can build back better, whatever the hell this thing is that they're going to build back.
Yeah, build back better means build back without you.
Right. Yeah, we're the carbon they're trying to eliminate. To what benefit? What's it going to do for them? What's in it for these people that are doing this to us? And why? And they think they're the good guys. That's the worst part. You know, these people actually think that they are the good guys. When they call us Nazis, that dehumanizes us. You know, fascists and Nazis and bigots. You know, so it's okay to kill us. Why would you be nice to Nazis? Nazis are bad. So if we're Nazis, they don't see us as human or as their fellow Americans or anything other than the enemy. You know, like the pedophiles. As soon as you see a pedophile, it's like you instantly hate them. Well, when they label us Nazis, they instantly hate us. We've never done anything to them other than try to make things right and make us all prosperous. You know, I'm not trying to collect taxes to give it to the elites. I'm not trying to take your property to give it to the elites. I'm not trying to bust up your farm or destroy your business to make the elite more powerful. But they don't see that's what they're doing. They want to weaken us.
Right. So I'll get with you, Joanne, I guess, and we'll see what your September looks like.
Okay. Is your other guest here?
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome to your guest. And Proof, thank you again for inviting me on. And we'll be in touch.
Yeah,
bye,
if
everyone.
I see anything developing, I'll call and see what you have.
All right, just call me and tell me, okay, you're going to be on the show. We're going to talk about this. All right, I'll talk to you later, Proof.
All right, thank
night.
You. All right, let me grab a couple of ads real quick, and I'll have Chemo joining us here before you know it.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Just have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open it.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better. Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what, why wouldn't you do... Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming fruit shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels. Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolly, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolly, earn free Bitcoin while you shop. Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Another one of Freedomizer's great friends here. I've known him for 25 years now, believe it or not. This is someone I used to literally roll with. Chemo, welcome in, sir.
Old, okay? We're old.
Yeah? Well, I'll be 50 next
time. Hello. How you doing, Proof?
Oh, I'm good. So, yeah, I'll, by the way, I've decided I'm taking my 50th birthday off, so you could call on the 19th if you want.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I decided 50, I'm not going to be on the air on my 50th birthday, so I already planned that out, so that's what I'm doing.
Well, that's good for you. You need a day off to, you know, focus and relax and get out of the studio and, you know, flash your genitalia at everybody.
That's a good idea. Maybe I can get it on the Jumbotron somewhere.
Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas seems like a nice place.
Yeah, I think it would be good if somehow it made it onto, like, the MGM billboard, like when people walk the strip, they just look up and go, oh, look, that's Proofs.
Just a big picture of it on the side of the Flamingo where Donnie and Marie usually are.
Yes, that's a good idea. So what's the word on the street out there in Colorado?
Everybody's crazy. How about that?
Well, what's going on?
Well, let's see. People can't drive. I do have a solution for a couple things. I wanted to bring this up on your show tonight. So you always allow me my one slip up, so here it is. I have decided that anytime somebody comes up to me and goes like, "Hi, I'm Buffy. My pronouns are they, them," I'm just going to start referring to them by the Australian pronoun. And just look at them and go, "Oi, cunt."
All right.
There's my one for the night, all right? I mean, come on, you know me. You know my mouth. It's like it's very hard to be on your show for an hour and not swear, especially the way everything's going these days.
Well, I'm just waiting to see how these IRS agents turn out.
Well, it's going to be kind of funny because I read the article, actually read the post that they put out. And they want to hire, was it 84,000 people that know how to and can handle a weapon and have no problem using force with it. So I'm sitting here going, gee, that's going to be an awful lot of redneck Republicans out of the South getting jobs. You know,
yeah,
there's going to be old Bubba Ray coming up to your door with a shotgun going.
I think they're looking at the inner city like Chicago.
But wait, see, then that's a contradiction in terms because isn't Chicago supposed to be a gun-free zone?
Yeah, but we know what goes on. That means gun-free for the legal people.
Yeah. All the legal people have to turn theirs in, and everybody else can still use them, you know.
Yes.
And then you've got Beetlejuice sitting back there going, "I don't know." Saying, "Hey, Lori, you had 84 people die in your city, you know, over 4th of July weekend, and over 127 people shot. How's that gun control going for you there?" I don't know.
And her response is, "Why are you not wearing a scam?"
Yeah. Or that you're a racist, hypocritical, sexist, homophobic idiot.
Yes.
Just because you don't believe in her. And it's like, no, I have nothing against lesbians. I have nothing against people of color. I have nothing against, you know, whether she's a Democrat or a Republican or not. You know me, it's like I just don't deal with assholes.
I think that's a majority of Americans, though, but I was, because I have a work-at-home day job now, so I was on a phone. I had a caller, and I'm listening to some show, and they're talking about how 64% of Democrats are in favor of IRS raids against Trump supporters. So,
and once
that's
again,
the majority of Democrats that were asking for a civil war.
Pretty much. And the funny thing is they don't realize, just like they started with cancel culture, all of a sudden people from their side started getting canceled and they started going up in arms about cancel culture. And you have to look them right in the eyes and go, "You started this."
Yeah. And now they look at people like Bill Maher as the enemy, when all he's doing is explaining rational truth to them.
Yeah. But they don't want to be rational. No. God forbid.
Yeah,
I mean,
but being rational doesn't help them win. And that they don't care if they lose 99 times as long as they win 100. There's no ethics.
Oh, there hasn't been ethics for a couple years now. Well, at least since Obama was in the White House. But
yeah, when you had Barry Satoru and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who seems to be a nice lady.
Oh, yeah. That's a woman with a lot of balls, you know? That's just...
Yeah, that's a genitalia. That's all I could say.
And, you know, they couldn't keep us down with, you know, they've proven so far they can't keep everybody down with COVID. Right? You know, we've been through all of this for the last couple of years. Now Fauci goes on TV and people just change the channel, which they're getting smart about.
He got booed at yesterday's Seattle Mariners game as he tried to throw out the first pitch.
I love how you said try. Because he could throw that about as far as you could push Brian Skelter away from a buffet.
Wow, you're not getting very far.
No.
Hey, did you happen to see that wiretap IRS ad?
Not yet, no.
Oh, I want to show it to you since we have an hour.
Great.
It's on your Facebook box there. So when you're ready,
I'm waiting.
I'll play it.
Are you going to send it to me in Messenger?
Yes, it's there. Just scroll up a little bit. Don't scroll up too far. I said if you have not seen it yet, and then I threw the link at you.
Not seeing it. I saw Broccoli Man.
Well, this is the wiretap, not Broccoli Man. But well, it says Broccoli Man, but here, I'll send it again. There you go.
There it is.
And that sound was the receipt.
Oh, wait,
that you
played
it.
You played this ad before you played Broccoli Man last hour, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I heard it.
Okay.
Never mind.
All right, false alarm. So I want to show you the other Broccoli Man episode from this week, because I made two. So I like representing the factor.
Okay, are we going to watch this now, or?
Can I?
Hit play, let's go. Three. Two, one, play.
Stop right there, Broccoli's talk. You are now in social media jail. You said many different things that are offensive to the trans community, the Democrat community, and straight-out misinformation. You stated that Money Fox is 99.9% from men that have had sex with each other. That is very offensive to those that are LGBTQPIAP+ and the other 1,300 genders.
How are you upset about medical facts that have come out?
See? That's what I mean. You act like your ash does not stink. You don't even know why you are offensive.
Are you saying you are offended that women are not getting money pox?
You sick monster. How dare you say that word? That is the most offensive word in the trans community. You such a cisgendered cesspool of misinformation and lies. I need to take you to that FEMA camp right now. But unfortunately, FEMA camps do not exist.
Please explain how saying the word woman is offensive.
Saying one gender over another proves superiority. We are all part of the human race. We should be treated as such.
Do you even know the definition of a woman?
No, I do not. That is an offensive term.
But aren't you a woman?
Yes. What is your point?
So, you are a woman, But you do not know the definition of a woman? How much Jim Jones Kool-Aid did you drink?
Why are you being so offensive? Just like when we took down your posts for providing misinformation about what a recession is. You are spreading too much information. I mean too much information.
A recession is two straight quarters with negative growth in an economy.
See? Just because it is what you believe it is true does not it is true. That is completely false.
That was the definition even in the official dictionary up until July 1st, 2022.
But that is fake news. We had Wikipedia change the definition over 30 times in the last week of July in 2022.
So, what did you turn the definition of recession to now? What is a recession?
No one knows. But we do know that it is not two straight quarters. And that never ever was the definition. Why do you have to be such a cisgendered white right-wing extremist that is against drag queen story times of children?
I will never ever in my lifetime be in favor of naked men in public trying to get kids to play with their personal junk. I also will arrest anyone who has a criminal record of raping and abusing children. I do not care if they dress up in woman's clothes, have their junk out, or wear makeup. I care that they are diddling young kids right out in the open and it is being accepted.
You are a hate monger. Of course we have to allow all of this now. Epstein's Island is no longer bringing in these children to their private resort. The 1% of the 1% have to get this children somehow. You exposing these minor attracted persons is offending the rich elite's plans. How do you think we need all that adrenochrome to keep them young? Gil Bates and Swordscores are not getting any younger.
I need to arrest you for aiding and abetting these crimes against humanity.
I am not eligible to be arrested. And gee, Libelist will just bail me out anyway. He's too big to jail. Plus he is way richer than any of us. His opinion is what matters most. We need to provide a way for G. Lobbulus to remove 99% of the Earth's population so he can rule it all.
How do you plan on doing that?
We need to take the guns away from all you filth bags that support MAGA. Then we can ban animals from being eaten. We'll support everyone eating the bugs and also eating lesser humans. Cannibalism will save the planet from our climate emergency. After we control the food supply and the guns, we can shut off the US dollar and provide a world currency where you will need a microchip to do anything at all. Once we get everyone microchipped, we will have lotteries daily to see who needs their microchip to be detonated and you die so you can help save our planet. That is how we go green and get to zero carbon. But all of what I just told you is only for us 1% people to say. If you say it, we ban you for spreading misinformation.
Well, the factor just explained to you what I have been saying for years. Now it is finally happening. The book of Revelation chapters 13 through 20 are being played out right before our eyes. Get right with God. Also, listen to the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Come listen to Proof with great topics, excellent co-hosts, and guests that try and educate everyone to what the new liberal world order is doing. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live.
Okay, that is enough of offending all the trans, Democrat and minor attracted persons communities. We need to bring you to a stacked court and find you guilty before the trial just like we did Alex Jones. We are going to make this a wonderland for the 1% of the 1%.
All right, so that was an episode.
Too much truth in there.
Yeah, there was a lot in there.
I was when you were going, when it was going through that too, and it got to the point of talking about another one of their wonderful new diseases that came out. Amazing how they tried to panic everybody with this. You know, it's like all of a sudden, oh, monkeypox is a big thing. Monkeypox, monkeypox, monkeypox. You know, I'm safe from monkeypox for one reason, and that's that I don't have, you know, strange gay sex with strange men at raves.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of where I fall in as well. Because my sexual prowess is reserved for people who are exclusively my wife.
Well, that's the funny thing, too, is, you know, all of a sudden they're talking monkeypox, 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 and, you know, you can only get it through, you know, you can only get it through gay sex with other men and everything else. You know, that's the main way of getting it. And then all of a sudden, Brian Stelter, who claims he's the straightest man on CNN, gets monkeypox.
Oh, I had no idea he had the moneypox. Remember, the K is silent. It's moneypox.
Well, they tried to make it silent. You know, it's just another one of Fauci's tricks.
Well, you got to follow the money. That's why it's moneypox.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, Dr. Fakey's just trying to be relevant for another minute in his 15 minutes of fame.
Or he's just trying to stay out of that jail.
Pretty much.
But is the FBI ever going to find something on Trump? Because this was historic. And Merrick Garland is probably... There are more soy boys out there that are more masculine than Merrick Garland.
Well, it's kind of funny to me because over the time they started this investigation and they were asking Trump about all of this, he was like, oh, I've still got a couple things here. I'll release them to you. And through his lawyers and everything, they released everything that he said he had. But it wasn't enough for them because there was nothing there that could incriminate him that he gave to them. So, you know, the Democrats just weaponizing the FBI to go after him in case he wants to run again in 24.
Yeah, I wish he would have just said that then and there. I just wish he announced that yes, I'm definitely running for president. That would have just pissed him off.
I think he's waiting until whatever was in those boxes, it's going to probably prove to be nothing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they're going to look like the biggest laughing stock by the end of summer. And that's about when he's going to go, okay, you guys have tried for the last time and failed. Guess what? I'm coming back.
If he says I'll beat you a third time, that would be even funnier.
Oh yeah. See, I didn't do the joke I was going to do earlier. I was going to say, excuse my voice, I sound like Alex Jones these days, except I don't have his money to give away.
Yeah, even though in Texas the maximum for a default in court of that magnitude is $5 million. They still think they can get $50 million out of him, even though he doesn't make it.
That's where appeals come in.
Yeah. Well, what are they going to do when the bankruptcy court comes out? Are they going to say that, didn't the judge tell Alex that he was not allowed to tell the court that he's in bankruptcy because that's not true?
Yeah, they're trying to pull that one on him.
Yeah, you have actual documents that say you're in bankruptcy, but you're not in bankruptcy, according to the judge. Like, I was there to fill out my own documents, and you're telling me that it doesn't exist?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
well,
exactly
it was
how
kind
it
was. The whole thing was kind of a kangaroo court anyway, so...
Yeah, I've never seen before where a judge tells the jury that you're going to find him guilty because I already decided he's guilty. You're going to decide on the charges. I didn't think that was legal in court, but then again, I'm not a Soros operative, so I wouldn't know.
Well, once again, it depends on which court you go to and which judge you get.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of great judges out there that, yeah.
Just total randomness here tonight. You'll never guess what Las Vegas is getting here next Tuesday.
Oh, do tell.
Randy's Donuts from L.A. That's like one of the most, if there was ever a small chain of donut shops anywhere that was famous, that would be Randy's.
Very true. Great donuts. Why they're coming?
Well,
I can see why
that,
they would come to Vegas because they don't want to pay California taxes.
On The Simpsons, that's the Lard Lad Donuts. They envisioned that off of Randy's.
Yeah, that was pretty much taken off of Randy's.
Yeah. But yeah, they're coming here and they're gonna have a whole chain of them here in Vegas starting Tuesday.
Wow. Like I said, I'll be out that way soon enough. But
well, when are you
just
coming?
Just everything I've seen. Shooting for spring. We'll just put it that way.
Okay.
I'm planning on, I'm not actually performing out there that I know of so far, but I was planning on coming out for a week and just seeing everybody and.
Okay. Well, I'm still at the same
just
house.
See how bad, and I want to see how bad Lake Mead has gotten.
Well, after these last rains the last couple weeks, you're not going to see too much difference.
No, they said it raised the lake a whopping 2 inches.
Oh, I heard 3, but there's still some rain to go. We're scheduled to have rain almost every day again this week up through the weekend.
Well, you guys might get another inch in the lake. Still not enough to cover up all the bodies the mob threw in there, but hey, you know. Most of those guys are dead. It's not like they're going to prosecute them now.
Right. Yeah, I believe that rumor, actually, that John Gotti is underneath the Giants stadium.
I wouldn't doubt it.
But I do think it's funny that John Gotti Jr. just so happens to be the head of the Teamsters Union.
Well, you know, nepotism has its privileges.
Yeah.
He was working his way up through there long before that, well, when his dad was there, so.
So Liz Cheney next week, I guess, is scheduled to lose bad against her Republican counterpart.
I have been surprised. Well, okay, I would say I've been surprised, but I'm really not, about how so many Republicans have now come out during the primaries and are just the percentages of Republican voters that are coming out on a landslide over Democrats is unreal. Like, if they all come out in November, maybe we can finally change things around a little bit. Get us back on track for once.
Well, the thing is that the average American might be somewhere in the middle, and if they did support the Democrat Party, notice that they did, because the Democrat Party left them and forced them into communist. And I think the average Democrat is somewhere around, somewhere between Bill Maher and Tulsi Gabbard. And that's what the average person that was a Democrat was hoping for.
Well, considering that was it Biden's last approval was, what, 32%?
Yeah.
Has it gone down since then?
Well, he was in the 20s at one point, but some fake news polls said that his approval rating bounced up the highest that it's been in 6 months after the Mar-a-Lago raid. Like, who are you asking? Just hardcore communists? Because
pretty
you even had Andrew Cuomo from New York saying that the Trump raid wasn't right.
Please, all those years I spent working as a political analyst for a certain market research company in Las Vegas,
yes.
I know how BS those polls are. That's the funny thing to that.
They could skew it however they want. They could poll 10,000 Democrats and get 52% approval for Brandon, and they'll roll with that.
Or, like which I've seen numerous times, where, say, a certain candidate, we won't mention names because there were a lot of them that this happened with that I know of, that they would put out polls and they would find out, you know, they want to know, you know, how well they're doing with their constituents. And you find out they're doing horrible, according to our numbers, before our numbers went to, you know, to them.
Mm-hmm.
So our bosses would print another 5,000 surveys, and they would continue the survey until they got the numbers they wanted. And they would just weed out those other 5,000, you know, pretty much like they did in the elections. So I can tell you just how BS most of those polls usually are. And I say most because there are still companies out there that are legit that will actually use the numbers, and that's when, you know, anymore the Democrats hate that. But yeah, for all those years that I worked at that company, I can't count on fingers and toes how many times that they altered the numbers before the numbers got to the clients. And those were the numbers that get, you know, produced or, you know, get broadcasted. So, you know, when I sit there and see that Biden, you know, Biden's got a 29% approval rating, I bet it's more like 19.
Yeah, because they would say, well, we can't have it look that bad right now, so let's see what we can do.
Once again, print another 5,000 or 10,000 surveys and let's run with it.
Yeah.
And see, I'm not under a silence contract with them anymore. I can say what I want about them. I just won't use their name. And there's some people out there that know what place.
Yeah, I don't care if you say the name Survey One. That doesn't bother me. I know what company you work for. I was just given a fake name.
Yeah, I know. So, you know me, I just won't use the name.
So, on this whole IRS thing, the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, says she is begging and pleading for the IRS not to target working and middle-class Americans after Senate Democrats voted down the measure that would have banned the practice. So Brandon, for 2 years, said he was not going to tax people making less than $400,000. So Idaho Senator Mike Crapo made an amendment that would have banned any new IRS funds from being used to target these Americans making $400,000 annually. Instead, the bill got shot down, and not only shot down, but they also removed a millionaire's tax in the bill. So,
well, sure, because Nancy and Paul just made another $100 million, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so Janet Yellen's begging for that, and Mike Crapo wrote that in, and they said, we don't need that because we're just not going to do that. But if they were not going to raise taxes or do IRS audits on the lower or middle class, then why would they not put the language in there? They didn't want to put their money where their mouth is because they knew that they were caught stone cold steady fronting like a triple slipping MC.
Pretty much. I mean, you know, which makes Paul Pelosi look even more like a genius. A lousy driver, but he's a financial genius.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty genius when you know, when you know ahead of time what stocks to buy.
Gee, and, you know, that comes down to two words that they refuse to use in this situation, but we all know it's there. Insider trading.
Oh, I thought you were going to say clairvoyant lucky or lucky clairvoyant.
No. Oh, no. I'll just call it what it is. It's insider trading.
Yes. So,
I mean, the last four
on
things.
My spy book here, going back to Liz Cheney. So her political opponent in the Republican Party, her name is Harriet Hagman. Harriet Hagman is leading Liz Cheney by not 5, not 10, not 20 points, but by 57 points. Which means it's probably more like 70.
Exactly. But they just don't want the populace to know that, you know, the tables are turning. Everybody sees through their BS. And what we've dealt with for the last year and a half, I mean, you've got, you know, Nancy Pelosi trying to claim, oh, everybody's doing fine in this country. Well, no, Nancy, you're eating lobster while people are having a hard time buying ramen.
And I just can't believe how many of those fools up there can act like they're better than everybody else by saying that, well, if you can't afford $5 a gallon gas, then you should buy a $60,000 car.
Minimum $60,000.
So,
and then you look at it this way, okay?
Yes.
And this is something nobody has really brought up. I mean, you know, we brought it up on a different show I was on the other day, but I'll bring it up again, the fact that, okay, say you can afford to go out and buy a Tesla, all right? And you know me,
well,
I have nothing against
Elon Musk. They don't want you buying Teslas anymore. They want you buying Priuses.
Yeah, okay. So we'll use a Prius. You spend $60,000 buying a Prius. In, 10 years from now, when those batteries die, you have a choice to either spend $40,000 getting your batteries replaced or spend another $60,000, or due to inflation, it might be up to $80,000 by then for the same damn car.
Yeah, but the thing is that if you don't buy an electric car, they can't shut the car off on you whenever they feel like it.
Exactly.
Which is why they're sad.
And they forget that, you know, you could sit there and buy a $60,000, you know, electric car and then have to ask yourself, well, what's powering this car? How do we recharge this thing? Gee, you know, are we using coal?
Yeah.
You know,
that's
are
funny.
We using
now,
other
whenever
forms?
Whenever somebody says you may ask yourself, I go right to that Talking head song. Where is my beautiful house? I don't know why. Just like if somebody says, oh, my God, I have to say, Becky, look at her butt. That's kind of the rules now. There's certain phrases that are no longer eligible to be said by anything else except that.
That's like when, you know, with all this stuff going on these days, to hear somebody look at me and go, do you believe? And I start going, in life after love.
Do you believe in lies
yes.
after love?
Well, life after love.
Oh, I don't know that song.
But we'll use lies after love because, you know, anymore, that's what that's coming down to, too. It's this whole thing, I believe, with the viruses and everything else going on and with the vaccines and everything is they are trying to eliminate the population.
And I just can't believe that there's still most of America that doesn't see that.
I mean, it's literally gotten to the point, they did another poll the other day, too, on a situation of this magnitude that more young men do not want to get married than ever.
Hmm.
That more young men are starting to follow a MGTOW movement. And I'm thinking to myself, it's not really the fact that these men don't want to get married. I just don't think they want to marry Western women.
Well, if they're basically not masculine, they don't want somebody that's stronger than them.
No, but you also don't want a girlfriend who makes $12,000 a month on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And that's what kills me is the percentage of young women between the ages of 18 and 25 that either have OnlyFans accounts or are on places like Cam Soda or MyFreeCams or, you know, it's all these little cam girl sites. And these are the same women that complain that they can't find a real man because they're actually looking for the Prince Charming syndrome because they were all believed to think that they were all, you know, princesses.
Well, yeah.
So they
when
all
the
believe they're
there,
entitled
they,
to.
They spend 8 hours or 6 hours or whatever their shift is. I don't know. And they're getting money thrown at them and people telling them how attractive they are. So because of that, they're never going to find that real person because they get the fake stuff so often.
Exactly. And then they have the nerve to come out and sit there and say, oh, I don't need a man to pay my bills. Oh, thank you for your donation. Here's my hoo-ha. Yeah, you know. It's not a bunch of lesbians giving them money, I'll tell you that.
But it's not about paying the bills, though. It's just about having a connection with somebody.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be. But most of these Western women these days, it's all about, I remember when it used to be, you know, back in the 80s and stuff, it's like, do you have a job? Do you have an apartment at least? You know, do you have a car? Nowadays, it's, you know, what kind of business do you own? What kind of platinum cards do you have? What kind of expensive sports car do you drive? What kind of mansion do you live in?
Mm-hmm.
And all these women believe they're entitled to this. And most of
well,
these guys
the
are going, you know what?
I remember being with somebody, and I don't know if it was you, but I remember being on the road somewhere, and I thought you were there. Where somebody came up to the table and said, what kind of drink are you buying me? And, and whoever it was said, I'm just having water. What will you just have?
I think that was in 29 Palms.
I believe you were there. I don't know who else was with us. I don't think
it
Watermelon
was me,
Don was on that trip because I would remember
no, it was
that
me,
vividly.
It was me, you, and Steve Yates.
All right.
And that was when the girl walked up to Steve Yates and asked him, what kind of drink are you buying me? And he goes, I'm drinking water. What are you having?
Yeah. Okay. I knew I wasn't crazy for thinking that.
No. That's, you know, just another one.
Yeah, they didn't like that answer.
No, remember she got offended and stormed off, and Steve sat there laughing and then ended up using it on stage and the girl left the building.
Yeah. Yeah, but that goes with the entitlement, though.
Because they were all brought up, you know, they were all brought up on Disney. All brought up thinking they're all princesses, that they're all, you know, perfect in their own rights. And, you know, they all deserve the Prince Charming stereotype. And there aren't that many Prince Charming stereotypes out there. And the ones that are out there don't want to lose half their money and half their stuff on a woman who's trying to gold dig on them.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the case nowadays, too, with younger men. Younger men are finding better jobs. I mean, they're not, you know, they're not perfect white-collar jobs. There's a lot of great blue-collar jobs out there that even a lot of my friends around here make killer money doing, but they don't want to lose half of what they're earning right now on some woman who claims that she wants to be a housewife, but she only wants to be a housewife so she can bang someone else the 8 hours you're at work.
Yeah, but at the same time, I just think that, and I'm not saying all of the younger generation, but there's a lot of people out there who feel as though work is not for them. And maybe some of them do, like, internet content creating or something, but as a whole, I don't know how some people pay their bills. I honestly don't.
Don't get me wrong. I don't have anything against, you know, people making money on the internet. I mean, other than, I don't even have an issue really with cam girls, to tell you the truth. I mean, you know,
hey,
we've lived in Vegas forever. There were strippers around.
Stuff, and there's people that want to pay for it. Enjoy yourself.
Exactly. I mean, come on. That's why strip clubs exist in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Unless you go to Larry's Villa, which is where strippers go to die, but.
That is not around anymore.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard Larry's finally closed. So where do they go now? Spearmint Rhino?
I can't name you. I don't even know what clubs are out there, to be honest. I've never been, and I don't know who's around and who's not.
But it comes down to that point, though. It literally is, you know. But we grew up in an era where these girls did it live, right in front of you, on a stage, and you just threw $1 bills at them all night long. You know, nowadays, it's all done on the internet. Where these guys, can, they can still ogle them all they want, but they're not watching them ogle them. You know, they're not going to get touched by guys while they're working.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still doing the same thing. Here, let me dance, get naked, you give me money, and then you can dream about me, and I'll spend your money on a new Corvette.
That just gets boring.
Wondering why
to me.
I can't find a real man.
Just doing that kind of stuff online, especially, just seems boring to me, because you're just looking at the same thing over and over.
And they don't get, like, anything else that's online. It can be recorded.
Yeah.
So imagine, you know, 20 years from now when somebody's going, hey, here's old video of grandma when she used to spread it for money on, you know, on her cam shows.
I had a caller that I don't even remember the website. There was one of them that he showed me, and I logged in not because I'm interested in that, but he was showing me. You won't believe how many of these ladies are on a cam show like that, and they're wearing scams on their face. And naturally, I had to go look, and believe it or not, they were I just saw a bunch of ladies that are sitting there with no clothes on, but they're wearing scams.
In a room by themselves.
Yes. So I'm like, I'm done. I can't do this. Even if I was interested, that is so unattractive to me. And I'm not a, you know me, I'm not a porn guy like that. So I went in once just because somebody said you have to see it, not because they're naked, but they're wearing scams. I'm like, all right, for research purposes only. It's not my thing, but I'll look. And just wearing scams, and I'm like, why?
Especially when they're in a room by themselves. There's nobody else in the room with them. They're doing their thing, and they're wearing a scam.
Yeah, so that they might live in Lincoln, Nebraska, in their own little two-bedroom house by themselves, and they're wearing a scam, like the neighbor's going to breathe on them or something.
You know, or they're afraid to catch it through the computer, you know, because they heard about computer viruses. So naturally, they put scams on.
Did I tell you that between last year and before I got my day job, I applied at a few places for an online job where I would do customer service out of my house, and three different jobs demanded that I wear a scam during my Zoom interview. So.
Okay.
My exit
Here's
stage
a kicker
left.
For you.
I never did any of those interviews.
Here's a kicker for you. There for a while, because as we knew from the last time I talked to you, I was supposed to start my other radio show, or my other show like yours, kind of. And due to financial reasons, not mine, but due to everything else going on, a couple of my deals fell through, so we had to postpone the show for a while. So just like you, I started looking for other jobs. And I actually applied for a couple jobs where it's work from home, just like you're doing. And mine was basically putting stuff in envelopes and then putting it all back together and then shipping it back to them. However, they wouldn't hire me because I wasn't vaccinated.
Yeah, I've had I had a couple others. One asked me what my pronouns were right off the bat, and I said, I'm just David. You don't have to worry about pronouns with me. And that person got extremely offended and ended Zoom right there.
My pronouns are God and B1 Bomber. Test me.
I like Ted Cruz's pronouns. He said my three pronouns are kiss and my and ass.
And ass.
So I just got the 97. Buzzers. So anything you have to promote real quick before we get out of here?
No, I'm on holiday for the rest of the summer, so.
All right.
I'm actually taking this year to enjoy life and to be more fruitful and to go to, you know, try to go places and, you know, try to annoy as many people as I can that are out there still wearing masks and still bitching about being vaccinated.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us, Chemo. I'd like to have you back again next month. Well, I guess you're obligated on September 19th, that Monday there.
Yeah, that's a given.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
All right.
It's nice to always have you.
Always
here.
A pleasure, bro.
Yeah, for everybody else, I'll be back on Monday. Please support the other shows that are on over the weekend. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but... Monday, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I have a good day.